something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey guys, this is Paris Hilton. Trapped in Treatment is back, and this season we're taking on WASP, the Worldwide Association of Specialty Programs and Schools.
They held us in dog cages. They starved us. They beat us.
He was trying to brand us. We were going to become the McDonald's of kid treatment.
Join my host as they unravel the story of the largest and most shocking organization in the history of the troubled teen industry. Listen to season two of Trapped in Treatment on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
I am Paris.
Hey guys, so we're back with another episode of I Am Paris. Today's episode is in honor of celebrating Paris in Love, which is going to be premiering on Peacock on November 30th. I'm so excited for this season. So today's episode, we are going to be discussing the past. So I asked my fans what questions they wanted to ask, and I'll be answering questions about the past, present, and future. And today's episode is about the past. So let's start with the first question. When did your love for animals begin? I've loved animals my entire life. I think I get that from my dad. Ever since I was little, we always had so many different pets, and we would go to my ranch and ride my horses. And I would always love going into the little chicken room, which had all the little baby yellow chicks, which were so adorable, and just loved going out there and running around, going fishing, and of course, throwing back the fish because I felt bad for them. And I would go frog hunting, which wasn't really hunting. It was kind of just going through the pond and finding frogs and then letting them go as well. And my dad always loved to take me to different exotic cat shows, and we would buy a Bengal cat or other exotic cats. And I just have always loved animals. I've just always said that I love animals more than people. What are some of your favorite memories of Tinkerbell? Well, Tinkerbell was like my sister, my baby, my best friend, my sidekick, my everything. That dog was so special to me. She was part of my family. She was so iconic. I always loved traveling around with her and dressing her up, and she would go with me everywhere, like literally everywhere I would travel. If I would go to fashion shows during New York Fashion Week, she would be sitting with me on my lap, front row. I would take her on all of my adventures on The Simple Life. She was just amazing. She was everything to me. And one of my favorite memories was in the 2000s, I walked in this show for this brand called Heatherette, and I said, I'm going to take Tinkerbell on the runway. So they dressed her up in this amazing outfit, and it was so cute because she had the perfect runway walk, and I walked on the runway. She followed me and followed me back, and it was just such an iconic moment and something I'll never forget. Who were some of your early role models? I always loved Marilyn Monroe. I thought she was just so beautiful, and I just loved everything about her. And my mom was always a huge role model for me growing up. I always followed her advice, and she's just been someone that I always have looked up to as well as my grandmother. We were so close. Did you ever want to be famous as a kid? When I was little, I was such a huge animal lover that I wanted to be a veterinarian. But then when I got older, I realized that you had to learn things like about doing surgery on them or putting them to sleep. And I just didn't want to do any of that. So I decided that I would work very hard and one day I could buy all my own animals. Which celebrity did you have a crush on as a teenager? When I was a teenager, I was obsessed with the show Beverly Hills 90210, and I had the biggest crush on Luke Perry and Jason Priestley. I thought they were so hot. And I remember the first time I met them, I was so excited. And yeah, I think every teenager back then had a big crush on them. What was your favorite food growing up? I always loved peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. I still do. As well as grilled cheese, McDonald's, the French fries are amazing, chicken nuggets, Taco Bell, and See's candy. And I still love all those foods. Y2K is having a huge moment. Why do you think so many people are so obsessed with the 2000s? There is no fashion like the 2000s fashion. It was just so much fun. Everybody just really just wore whatever they wanted. I loved how everything was just so sparkly and extra. And I love how everyone says that I invented Y2K fashion because I did. Everyone is looking back at what fame was like for young female celebrities, something you talk about in your memoir. What are some of your best and worst memories of that time? Well, it was so much fun just going out at night. This was before social media, so everybody would just have the best time. There was no cameras out, so people were just free to do whatever they wanted. And I just had so many incredible memories, just having the time of my life and going out all the time. And the parties were epic, and it was just so much fun. Like, social media definitely ruined nightlife. And the worst memories were just having to deal with the paparazzi. They were just constantly chasing me, stalking outside of my house. People were just like climbing over my gates. When I lived on Kings Road by Sunset Plaza, it was just every single day there would just be people showing up at my house, and it was just like no privacy ever. And any time I would leave my house, there was people just chasing me in my car, so that would be annoying. And just dealing with the media, they were just so mean and vicious and cruel and would constantly be making up stories about me, and it was just really difficult to have to deal with. But it definitely made me stronger and able to deal with anything. A lot has changed in the media since then, especially with the paparazzi. What was it like to be followed around like that? It was annoying because sometimes I would want to go to my friends' houses and not want them finding out where people lived and chasing me there. So I would just drive so fast trying to get away from them, but there would be like 20 cars following me and they would just be all fighting for the shot. So sometimes it would get really scary when I would get out of the car and then they would all start chasing and then fighting each other and punching each other in the face and like going insane. And just having them there at all times, like no matter what time I would leave the house, morning or night, they were always waiting outside. And that's why I'm so happy now that I live in a gated community, because they're not able to do that. But yeah, before it was just constantly just having someone watching me, and it was just like so invasive. Like, I felt like I had no privacy whatsoever. Like, I feel like there's a time and place for that. I understand when I'm on a red carpet or an event, that's their job. They're going to be there. But when it's every single day, when you're just at your home trying to be, you know, low key and they're constantly there, that was something that was hard to deal with. What are some of the fashion trends from Y2K that you think should be left there?
Definitely Von Dutch and Ed Hardy. Like,
I used to love Von Dutch back in the day, but now I just think it's so beyond. Everything else I pretty much love.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots as I sit down with inspiring women like Misty Copeland, Brooke Shields, Vanessa Hudgens, and so many more. We dive into how these women made their pivot and their mindset shifts that happened as a result. It's a podcast about women, their stories, and how their pivot became their success. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
Thank you for taking the light, and you're going to shine it all over the world, and it makes me really happy.
I never imagined that I would get the chance to carry this honor and help be a part of this legacy.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
iHeart Podcast Update. This week on your free iHeartRadio app, Fodor's Guide to Espionage, a 60s-era spy story of the world's first and greatest travel writer, Eugene Fodor, as he jet sets around the globe. Tongue Unbroken Season 2. This podcast explores complex concepts of identity, resilience, erasure, and genocide. Table for Two Season 2. Think of the show as a deconstructed Oscar party in podcast form. Each episode takes place over the romance of a meal and feels like you're seated next to a different guest at that dinner. Hear these podcasts and more on your free iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Your fans want to know about your time in the clubs. What was one of the best times you've ever had? And what were your favorite LA hotspots at that time? I used to go out almost every single night back in the day, so I'm trying to remember which was my favorite because there was just so many epic times. But my birthday parties were always so much fun. Like, I would throw the best birthday parties and just so many amazing memories. Everyone would always come. It would just be so much fun. One of my favorite clubs back in the day on Mondays was this place called Dublin's. It was so much fun. Everybody used to go. On Wednesdays, we used to love going to Ledoux. That was just epic every single Wednesday. We would always all be there. And what else did I love a lot? Las Palmas. That was another one of my favorites on Thursdays. What's the craziest thing you ever did while partying that you feel comfortable talking about? Back in the day, actually at Las Palmas on Wednesdays, I would always wear these shoes that when you pressed a button, the roller skates would come out, and I called myself Roller Girl, and I would literally just be roller skating around the entire club. So anytime an annoying guy would come up and try to hit on me, I would just like skate away, and it was just an easy... It was just such a fast way to get away from people who were annoying. And it was also just so much fun just skating around the whole club. I need to bring those back.
What are a few of the most memorable songs from the 2000s that when you hear them now take you back in time?
Well, definitely Stars Are Blind, obviously, my favorite song. And anything by Britney, like Toxic, brings back so many memories. Christina Aguilera, like Genie in a Bottle, the song Beautiful, so many memories. And 50 Cent in the club, like anytime it was my birthday or a friend's birthday and they would play that in the club and come out with all the sparklers and the champagne. That was always fun.
What is your favorite go-to music when you need something to uplift you?
Definitely anything from the 2000s. Like, I'm so nostalgic in that way. Like, my favorite album to listen to is Teenage Dream by Katy Perry. I love all the songs on that album, and they always put me in a great mood. And I listen to them every single day when I'm in glam getting ready.
Your friendship with Nicole Richie is iconic. What does it mean to you to have a friend who has been by your side since you were 2 years old? I love Nicole so much. She is like family to me. It means so much to me to have a friend that I've had for so long. Like, our friendship is longer than most marriages. And she's just like a sister to me. We have been through so much together, had so many fun and just amazing memories. And she's my friend that I've known the longest of any of my other friends. What were you two like as kids? We were a lot of fun. We were sometimes troublemakers. We loved to prank call people. We loved to sneak out at night. Our parents were very strict, so we were always thinking of ways of what we could do to be able to sneak out or go somewhere. And we just are always like kids together. Like, I don't know, just so many of my memories my whole life are with Nicole, and they're memories that I'll cherish forever. What were some memories with you and Nicole? Nicole is a huge animal lover as well. And I remember back in the day, we would go to this pet store and we would always buy mice and rats, and we just loved rodents. And we had these rats that had babies, and we named them after all the characters on Beverly Hills 90210 because that was our favorite show. And another memory is when we were little, we would always get on our rollerblades and be at my house in Bel Air, and we would go to the top of the gate and literally just fly down the hill on these rollerblades. And it was just so much fun. We were just always so fearless. When did you first start singing Sana Sa, and who came up with it? That was something we came up with when we were little girls. Like, I don't know how it started. It was just like, when you're best friends, when you just come up with kind of like a secret language or just come up with something, it just happened one day, and we have loved doing it ever since. Sana Sa. The Simple Life premiered nearly 20 years ago and was truly a groundbreaking reality TV show. Looking back, what are some of your favorite moments from The Simple Life? Thank you. I had so much fun doing that show. And it's definitely the first of its kind. And it's just amazing to see just how it sparked this whole new genre of TV and has inspired so many others to try to do similar shows. But there's nothing like the original. And we just had so many memories because it was us going on these adventures together and getting to experience things that we had never experienced before, and just doing all of these jobs and staying at these different houses with all these families that we never met before. And we would just have fun no matter what, like no matter where we were. It could be the most boring place in the world, but somehow Nicole and I would always have the best time together. And one of my favorite things was working at Sonic's. It was just so much fun to work at a fast food restaurant and be back there and learn how to make all the food and use like the big fryer machines. And it was fun just to make the slushies and the milkshakes, and then serving people wearing the roller skates. And then we dressed up in these like milkshake outfits, and we went and changed the marquee and changed all the words on it and got in trouble. And then we were just, I don't know, it was just funny working at that restaurant. And it was fun at night when we would sneak out and we would just go to the, like the most random like cowboy bars and just be like dancing with everybody and just causing mischief wherever we went. But yeah, there's just so many fun times on that show and memories that I will never forget. As you look back at the past, what advice would you give to fans who are chasing their dreams right now? My advice is to always follow your dreams and work hard and surround yourself with people who believe in you and who want to lift you up.
us to not listen to people who are negative, who don't believe in you, because I think if something is really important to you, you'll make it happen. And yeah, I think it's all about really have understanding that you need to have that hard work ethic and you just need to go for it. And if you're a good person and you really work hard and believe in yourself, I think that anything is possible. So that's all the questions for the past episode. And I look forward to seeing you guys next time with the present episode. Love you.
Thanks for listening to I Am Paris. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram at I Am Paris Podcast. Email us at paris@iheartradio.com. Be hot and subscribe now. Loves it.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.